Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again. This is the least prepared newsroom in America.
Yes.
I mean, it's like once a day.
Can we get that on like a billboard?
Yes, somewhere? The least prepared. This is a time, most of the time it's about our personal feelings or like what we feel about like something going on in the news or whatever. But this is when we're trying to deliver news and we suck.
News. No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Like the song is fading out and I look around, I'm like, is anybody ready?
You know what's crazy? I've had jobs previous to this. I would write out my news.
You
not
really?
Here. Not here.
Yeah. We don't have any pens.
Is that a compliment? What are you saying?
I'm just saying this is the least prepared newsroom in America.
And least accurate, I believe.
Two for two! Let's go!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Speaking of him, where is the story? Okay, so Orlando Bloom has broken his silence about the Katy Perry split.
Oh.
He was on Today. Like just today. And he was asked by the host, there's some personal changes in your life since you were here last, which is totally like his
leading,
PR team was like, let's talk about it.
Right.
And yeah, he said, I'm great. I'm so grateful. And it said, we have the most beautiful daughter. When you leave everything on the field. What? Oh, then he starts talking about a movie. But he's like, we're great. Everything's fine. So like, yes, they split, but they have their beautiful daughter.
But he didn't admit it was because of the weird Daisy thing she did. And the
weird Daisy. And her daughter's name is Daisy.
No, but Katy took a Daisy up into space and sang like, What a Wonderful World or something.
She just did a whole bunch of
and
like real cheesy.
And then when she came back down, it was the last, what I saw was like Orlando's last straw was how she handled the backlash.
He thought that was
right.
Real
he did not admit to that. He just said nothing but love.
Because I feel like Katy Perry's
they did break up.
Right.
I think
well,
they would
they're
be
great
decent.
At co-parenting.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't he have a kid with Miranda Kerr too?
Yeah. If yeah. not like two.
Yeah. So he's just.
He's doing the Nick Cannon thing?
Collected some. Well, that
he only
kid's
has
way
like
older.
Three kids. Yeah.
Okay.
He's just collected hot baby mamas.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to try to tie together, Katy Perry, space, real misstep, Gal Gadot, imagine. Which
real
one was worse?
Space.
I think
somehow
no.
it was like
no,
Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
No, but she's so hot that we forgave her though,
we
right?
We didn't.
But her career,
I
don't know that her career has recovered.
No, she's a terrible actress.
But nor will Katy.
Take it back.
She's not great.
Katy's not great.
Katy's a really good performer.
No,
I would believe that.
Yeah, but I thought there was all these cringy videos of her on this last tour.
There was.
Yeah, but
the dancing was real hokey and.
But again, it's seeing. Like, because I went to actually see it. I saw more than just the funny clips online.
Okay.
And like, she is a really good performer.
Okay. Well, Gal Gadot's smoking hot.
Okay.
And I'm glad we could all agree on that.
Real hard hitting news here.
Yep.
That is accurate. That part. good evening.
Good evening.
We've had some trouble pronouncing Nate Bargatze's name this week.
My God. Did you guys
it's not
get my Getsy. Email?
It's
it is
Bargatze.
No.
Yes.
Bargatze.
Do you not? We were sitting right here.
I know,
after
but
the
you
show.
Went to that one guy.
It
oh,
was
you
it
got
Jimmy
Fallon. It was Nate.
Yes.
And what did he
and
say?
And I emailed
it's
these
not
two.
Getz. How can it be Getz with an A?
You just sometimes it doesn't make sense.
I know Favre.
And the not making sense continues. There's another star that we've been saying.
Are you doing
name.
The D word?
Mm-hmm. We've
the
been
D
saying.
So now
his name
I saw
wrong.
The pronunciation today, and the pronunciation yesterday was different than today.
Oh.
Okay.
Let him
well,
you try it.
What is it?
Okay, we already stated we are inaccurate. Denzel Washington.
Okay, that's definitely not right.
We've been saying his name incorrectly. That's how we've been saying it.
Right.
Denzel.
Which
Denzel.
One?
Okay.
He says it's actually Denzel.
Now, yesterday it was Denzel.
Denzel.
heavy on the den. We keep going Denzel. Up to the second syllable. It's not Denzel, but yesterday it was
Denzel.
D-E-N, all capitalized, then Z-U-H-L was
Denzel.
The Denzel. And then today okay. I saw it still heavy den, but Z-I-L.
Denzel. Yes, that's what I have, Denzel. He says that he and his father are both named Denzel.
Yes.
But to clear up confusion, his mom started calling him Denzel and the dad Denzel. So his name's actually Denzel, and he just goes by Denzel.
What on earth?
I know.
No, he doesn't go by Denzel. He goes by Denzel.
Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Denzel.
It's actually not Washington. It's Bargetzi.
It's not Getzi. It's not.
Have to get over it. He said it himself, and it's then an I emailed the video to them.
Etsy is an E.
Too bad. I'm sorry for yelling.
Accept that your ex-wife, people. I forgot what letters, makes the G sound?
The what?
Or... There's
in Portuguese?
Yeah.
D-E.
Makes G?
Yes.
So then can G. an A make an E sound in another culture, sure, or language,
no,
whatever?
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Man, your animosity today is just
I'm pretty tired. No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The new trailer for Monster, the Ed Gein story, came out, and I am so excited for this. October 3rd is going to be a really big day.
October 3rd.
That's when it comes out. And it's also a life
killer thing.
It's my fiance's birthday.
This is the third season of it because Netflix first had Dahmer, Menendez Brothers.
Oh, the Menendez Brothers. It's one of those?
Yeah. I didn't finish the Menendez one. I finished
either.
The Dahmer
you
one.
Almost can't. It's just so disturbing.
Like the mist of the blood in the air and stuff was when I was like, yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah. Who is this about?
I actually talked about Ed Gein not too long ago.
He's the skin guy.
He was the one that made lamps. Guy. Yeah.
I cannot wrap my head. Why do we care? These are like the worst people to ever walk the earth, and they get 1,000 documentaries done.
You know,
the best people were like,
Gandhi, who cares?
I could tell you there. Why. I know so much about Ed Gein, and I re-listen to stuff, and like...
Should we be concerned?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.